Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world. What it used to be.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. Wake up. It's time to wake up. You can't do it alone. You need the Lord. We need Jesus. We cannot do it alone. We must wake up. Wake up, everyone. Amen. Wake up. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. I am your host, Elder QT Docs. Under the auspices of Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docs. Amen. Amen. This is Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Institute, and we're coming to you this Thursday once again. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Let's pray. Sorry, not good morning. Good afternoon. Today, a new day, a chance for a new start. Amen. We know that yesterday is gone, and with it, any regrets. We need to wake up. Mistakes or failure, I may have experienced, we may have experienced. It's a good day to be glad and give thanks, and we do to the Lord. Thank you for today, a new opportunity to love, a new opportunity to give, a new opportunity to serve, and to be a blessing to someone in His name. And let's be all that you want to be in God's name. Amen. We're talking about wake up, wake up, wake up, everyone. Wake up. You can't do it alone. Wake up, everybody. My text today is, title is Wake Up. We need to wake up and see what's around us. What's going on? Look at the environment. Look at the world. Look at your household situation. Look at your job. We need to wake up. We need to wake up and take inventory and do something. And do something that God is asking us to do. I'm coming out of Romans 13, 11, and 14. Wake up. Wake up, everyone. Okay, there's a story about a teenager who lost a rare and expensive contact lens while playing basketball in his driveway. He searched and searched, but could not find the lost contact lenses. He told his mother about it and shared that he had searched and searched for the lens, but he was just simply lost and couldn't find it. It just was a moot point for him. He said, "Mom, I just can't find it." The mother went out to the driveway and found the lost contact lens in less than 15 minutes. The son asked, "Mom, how did you do that?" "I looked everywhere and could not find it." The mother responded, "Son, you were looking for a lost contact lens, but I was looking for $150. Amen. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. Everyone needs motivation in order to be successful. The Word of God is filled with statements meant to motivate us and get us to the place where God wants us in life and service to Him. This evening, I want you to look with me at Romans 13, 11, and 14, and consider how Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write words to motivate Christians in divine service and Christians' action. We need to wake up. We need to wake up, everyone. We need to be motivated. Wake up and get motivated. Wake up and do something. Wake up and praise God. Wake up and call Him. Wake up and follow Him. Wake up and fulfill our assignment that He has for us. Let's be assured of this, that we need these words that Paul has wrote to the church. We need these words. We need these words as much as any time in history. Right now is the time for these words, because this world right now needs to wake up. There's so much is happening. Let's look at Romans 13, 11 to 14. It says, in 11 it says, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep." Wake up, everyone. "For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Amen. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." Amen. Wake up, everyone. It's time to wake up. And 13 is saying, "Let us walk properly. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in rivalry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." We need to wake up, everyone. Wake up. Look at our situation. Look at what's around us. We need to wake up. It's time. It's time for the Word of God. Now, in this text, Paul is dealing with the fact that the Christians in Rome were not taking the duty of being faithful Christians seriously. Some of us is not taking the word of God seriously. We're playing church. We're playing church. We need to wake up. He was calling on them to consider three important things regarding the responsibility to Christ. In Paul's writing, he is seeking to stir up and wake up the people of God in Rome before it is too late. Wake up, everyone, before it's too late. Wake up. Wake up and be part of the work of God. Wake up and be part of a church. Wake up and surrender your soul to God. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. Wake up before it's too late. In Paul's writing, he's seeking to stir up and wake up the people of God in Rome before it's too late. For them to be effective for the Lord, I tell you with seriousness and a broken heart that we must wake up right now as Christians in America and around the world. The atheist community is hard at work to corrupt the minds of our youth, and Satan has added so many weapons to his arsenal in recent years. Just look at the drug epidemic in America. Look at the crime epidemic in America. Look at the lawlessness epidemic in America. Look at the corruption epidemic in America and around the world, for that matter. In America, we are slipping away from God, and our churches are closing their doors in record numbers. Hardly a text can be found in God's word more appropriate for our generation than the one Paul wrote in Romans 13:11-14. Amen. Amen. No matter who we are, we require encouragement and motivation in our lives from time to time. I am reminded of a man who was always late for his dental appointment. One day the nurse called to remind him of his appointment to have a tooth filled that day. He said, "I'll probably be about 15 minutes late. Is that okay?" The nurse said, Oh, sure, that's okay. "But we will not have time to give you your anesthetic." The man arrived 15 minutes early for the appointment. The thought of his not having an anesthetic for his dental procedure cured his lackadaisical attitude and action. We need to wake up. We need to wake up for something to cure our lackadaisical attitude towards the Word of God, towards our fellow man, you know, towards our family, towards our friends, our job, towards the community. We need to wake up. Wake up, everyone. What will it take to get God's people to be excited and faithful in this modern age? You know, Paul addresses this issue, and what he had to say can motivate us today. Amen. We're talking about sleeping. A time to sleep and a time to rest are necessary. But in God's kingdom, work, we must be alert at all times. A soldier needs sleep, but he can destroy the entire army if he is sleeping on guard duty. A child needs sleep to do well in school, but no child ever learned anything while sleeping in class. Perhaps the best example regarding the danger of sleeping involves an automobile. Some of the worst traffic accidents in history have occurred because someone fell asleep behind the wheel of a car or truck. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. We need to wake up and stop doing drugs. We need to wake up and stop drinking. We need to wake up, because we can cause a calamity in just a few seconds. Paul is writing to the Christians in Rome when he tells them that it is high time for them to awake from their sleep. Amen. Wake up, everyone. Paul is concerned about this issue. Paul says, "Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Indeed, each day we live, we are closer to the full and complete redemption to be given to us when our Lord returns." For those Roman Christians to whom Paul penned this letter, time was very short. Many of them were going to be put to death by the Roman authorities. they had very little time to complete their mission before meeting the Lord. Wake up, everyone. So what is the danger mentioned by Paul? Paul is speaking of actual sleep. Or is this the word he used in our text, a symbol of something far more important? Paul was not concerned with the sleep habits of the Christian in Rome. He was against them getting their 8 hours of sleep. He wasn't. He wasn't against them getting 8 hours of sleep each night. Paul's concern was that they weren't doing what God is asking them to do. Now, one thing necessary for people to work, live, worship, and serve God at their best is to have proper rest. Leadership magazine mentioned a few years in Leadership magazine. This is a Christian magazine. It mentioned a few years ago that up to 45 million people don't get enough sleep in our modern society. Since 1900, it is estimated that 20% of America do not sleep enough. Getting a good night's sleep is essential to good health. We need to wake up. Get our sleep, but wake up. We can't sleep our lives away. We need to wake up. Wake up and do what God is asking us to do. Wake up and do what is right. Wake up. Paul is writing here about something for more important than the number of hours that each Christian sleeps per night. Paul was referring to the lackadaisical problem that was appearing in the lives of believers in Rome, and for that matter, the apathetic manner of Christians everywhere in the world during his ministry. He wrote something similar in 1 Thessalonians when he penned, "Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." Why was this such a concern of Paul? Because he knows that Christians have to be vigilant. Amen. A sleeping person cannot see. Amen. Wake up, everyone. If we place our minds in neutral gear as we live each day, we fail to see two things. First, we cannot see what God is doing. Second, we cannot see what is happening to our world. Wake up, everyone. We become blind to divine vision and indifferent to satanic activity. We need to wake up. Wake up, everyone. You know, there was a story about a man who entered a home in the middle of the night. He went into the room of the parents and took some jewelry while they slept. Then he went down the hall and kidnapped their 12-year-old daughter. Thankfully, the girl was able to scream just as the kidnapper was pulling her out the door of the house. The intruder was caught. The only reason the evil man did not get away with his crime was the fact that the parents and a neighbor were awakened in time. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. Because if we don't wake up, things happening right there in our household. Wake up. Things are happening on our jobs. Things are happening in our churches. Things are happening in our community. Things are happening in our country. Things are happening around the world. We need to wake up. Amen. Wake up, everyone. Now, Paul had a vision. He saw a world in need of Jesus. What do we see? He was awake to the danger that faced every living soul. Sadly, I think we are like many of those Roman Christians. We sleep while the world is going out to meet God unprepared. There are few tears for the lost in the church anymore. And very few Christians who witness to anyone concerning the coming day of reckoning. We must ask about what Satan is up to in our church. Or you can be sure he is working right there in your fellowship and among your very best church members. Wake up, everyone. What is God seeking to do in your life and the lives of your fellow believers? You can only know the answer to these questions if you are awake. Wake up, everyone. In Judges 16:19-20, we've reread about Samson and Delilah. What did she do in order to ruin the great servant of God? She first put him to sleep. Wake up, everyone. No enemy was strong enough to capture him and cut his hair while he was awake. It was by the use of sleep that she was able, along with her cohorts, to take from the great Samson the strength that God had given him. Listen, dear Christian, Satan is working to dull your senses, to close your eyes, to put you out of commission. No wonder Paul says, it is high time to awake out of sleep. Amen. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. Because while you're sleeping, you cannot see. Wake up and see what's around you. Wake up. A sleeping person cannot think. We must wake up. When you are sleeping, you cannot experience rational thoughts. In fact, you often have crazy dreams that makes absolutely no sense. You cannot solve math problems, make out a grocery list, or decide on a vacation plan while you are snoring like a buzzsaw. In the passage we are considering, Paul reminds the Romans believers that time is shorter than they think. He is seeking to awaken them to something they cannot grasp while being spiritually dull and listless. Wake up, everyone. One of the great dangers of modern Christianity is that we live in a spiritual world that is cut and dry. That is, we live in monotonous, humdrum, and unexciting spiritual form or habits, like a sleeping person. We go through the hours of spiritual activities, but they are mostly meaningless. They do not move us, stimulate us, or excite us. We need to wake up, everyone. Wake up. Someone was speaking the other day about a day at work. He said, you know, it was 3 in the afternoon, and I sat at my desk wondering what I had done all day. For a couple of minutes, I couldn't even remember what I had done since I got to work at 8 that morning. After a period of concentration, he began to recall what he had been doing. Boo, I thought I was losing my mind, he said. Then he added, I guess I had been going through the motion and was sort of sleepwalking through my work. That is the truth. If you ever heard it, and it is possible for us as believers to do that in our work, is sleepwalking our thinking. We're talking about sleepwalking in trying to receive the word of God. Some of us sleepwalking, we are asleep when the word is being taught, preached. We're talking about wake up, everyone. Wake up. We are going through the motions of activities without the Spirit of God empowering us or working in us. It is high time we awoke from our sleep. Wake up, everyone. We can't do it alone. We cannot do it alone. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I can't express this more orally or articulate any more to you about it's time for us to wake up. Then where was Jonah when the awful nightmare in his life reached the crisis point? He was asleep in the bottom of his ship on the way to Tarshish. It was then the great storm arose, and the mariners came for him. It is interesting that while the worldly sailors were fighting a storm, the backsliding Jonah was asleep. We need to wake up, everyone. The world is in trouble, and many Christians are sleeping away in the storm. There's a storm all around us. There's a storm around the world, and yet we are asleep. Yet we don't see it. We need to wake up. We cannot think properly if we are not alert to all God has to say, all that is going on around us. and all that we are to be doing. We need to wake up. A sleeping person cannot pray. Amen. Let me just take a little break here and wake up everyone.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to thank God for you calling in today. Wake up is the subject that Elder has been given by the Lord. But while he's taking a break, I want to make brief announcements that if you like what we're doing, we want to encourage you to sow into the ministry. You can go into archives. You can listen to it any time of the day that you would like by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, Kingdom Builders Development Institute. We are excited and delighted to bring this service to you. We want you to tell somebody that they can get a word from on high by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, or you can call 646-668-2780. Then, if you would like to sow and be a blessing, you can go to kbdikingdombuilders@gmail.com. You can sow through your email, or you can also call us at our office, area code 313-583-9739. I know it's a lot of numbers, but when you're doing something that you like to do, amen. I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Do all that you can to bring someone else closer to the Lord. Tell them if they're interested in a radio broadcast, we'll be happy to sponsor them for 6 weeks. We want to open up the doors for those that have gifts and talents and they want to wake up. So I want to encourage you to give us a call, so that we may be able to sow into you and so that you may be a blessing to someone else. If you have a book inside of you, we will be launching off the book ministry the first week in August. So if you're interested, please give us a call so you can be part of what we're doing to get that book out of you. Amen. And again, I want to encourage everyone to continue to forgive and so that you may be able to live. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone and continue to wake up.
Amen, amen. Wake up, everyone. Wake up, wake up. No more backward thinking. It's time to be thinking ahead. We need to wake up before it's too late. You know, I was somewhat inspired by what I'm talking about today from Brother Dave Patterson. A couple of weeks ago, he he spoke on the condition of what's going on in our society about Black Lives Matter, and he was just full of the Holy Spirit. He was really getting into it, and man, it was interesting listening to him talk, and he really got to the nitty gritty of the youth and our young men and what people felt about Black Lives Matter. And we need to wake up. It's all lives matter. Not black lives, but all lives. I mean, we need to wake up. Black on black crimes, we need to wake up and stop. We need to wake up. The black families needs to wake up. We need to wake up among our communities. We need to wake up, amen. A sleeping person cannot pray. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked his disciples to watch and pray. After Jesus has prayed for a time, he came back to find them sleeping. Wake up, everybody. As Jesus agonized with sweat drops as blood, his disciples slept. Sleeping Christians have no idea how to pray because they are obviously in the spirit world. Amen. Amen. Christians have no idea how to pray because they are obvious to the spiritual world, and around them. That night in the garden, the disciples slept because they had no idea the battle Jesus was fighting. Just a few feet away from them. If we are not awake to God's will, we miss the mark in our prayer life. Let me say that again. If we are not awake to God's will, we miss the mark in our prayer lives. I am not trying to go all spiritual on you in this message, but I am saying that people who say they cannot pray are simply asleep in their souls. Look at the world. Look at the hurting people. Look at what Satan is doing to our society. Look. Oh, wait. I forgot. You can't look because you are asleep. Wake up. Wake up, everyone. Please wake up. Wake up, Christian. It's time for us to awaken so we can see that, what is going on around us. So we can see, think and pray like God wants us to at a time like this. Look at the time. We need to wake up. We cannot do it alone. Stop all that crazy backwoods thinking. As Brother Dave Patterson said a couple of weeks ago, you're talking about 400 years ago. Heck, we weren't even around 400 years ago. Wake up and see what's happening today in your own world, in your own community, in your own household. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. Wake up. Amen. We need to stir up what's going on. In verse 12 of Romans, it says, Paul says that we must cast off the work of darkness. This means that we must be stirred, shaken, awakened. We're talking about casting off the work of darkness. We need to wake up and see what Satan is doing around us, what Satan is doing to our families. What Satan is doing to us as individuals, if he keeps our eyes closed, if he keeps us snoozing and snoring like a buzzsaw, he can do whatever he wants. He's controlling what's around us. We need to wake up. We need to get rid of it. Get rid of it all. The words cast off in the text means to remove something, to get rid of something. You know, one might imagine that this means to cast off the night clothes and bed covers. When we awaken from sleep, that is what we do. We rid ourselves of the bed covering and sleep garments so we can get on with the day's activities. Now, Paul alluded to this in his text. He said we can ascertain that there is still more meant by the words cast off. Paul used, we find the one Greek words used for this two words in the text in a numerous place. in the New Testament, let's just look at one of them. In Hebrew, we read, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. The writers to the Hebrew was using the idea of a runner who is preparing to run a race. In this passage, he uses the very same word Paul used in our text today. A runner is a stirred in body and soul to run a race with efficiency and success. So the first thing he does is remove any garments that might encumber his effort. You have never seen a runner running a marathon in an overcoat. Likewise, we are being called to stir ourselves so that we might rid our souls of any thought or action that has the potential of showing us or slowing us down in our effort to serve the Lord properly and effectively. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. Amen. I mean, we have many runners. I mean, I know a lot of runners. That's all they do is run. Run, run, run. They love running. It's exhilarating, exuberating, and they love it. They love the one run. You know, before starting a run, you know, I don't care what it is, we must stretch. We must prepare for it. Pace ourselves, practice. We must do all this. We just can't go cold turkey and just get up and run. We must prepare. So as Christians, Paul is reminding us that we are runners for Christ. But in order to be prepared for our journey, we must study the Word of God. We must study the Word of God. Study the Word of God. But yet we are runners for Christ. We are to remove any encumbering items that is holding us down, that is weighing us down. Amen. We must stretch our souls and make every necessary adjustment so that we might keep moving with God and for God. Now, what do we need to get rid of in order to serve God better? Think on that for a moment. It is not interesting in our days to observe church members and their faithfulness or lack thereof. Any event, activity, or interest that comes along easily becomes more important than being faithful to God in worship and Bible study. A child's ball game or a soccer game can take our take out grandma, granddad, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and all their friends for a Sunday morning trip to a sports event. And a lot of families do that. But this one time, there's a national championship and we all go into it. That might make sense, but what I am seeing today is people doing this every week for weeks on end, and is often for a 9 to 10 or 11 year old child. The child and other family members are being taught that God takes a back seat to every other interest in this world. No wonder we can't win the generation. To Christ, because this millennial generation, it's hard winning them to Christ because we're too busy entertaining them for little things, and we not expressing to them the importance of Christ. Amen. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. It's time to wake up. We must stir ourselves and get rid of things that prohibit us from running the race for Christ, as we should. I know that what I am saying is not popular. It may even hit some people right between the eyes. Because I know when my sons were growing up, I entertained them in their sporting activity. But we must wake up. We must wake up. When the doctor sticks a needle in your arm, it hurts. However, it can save your life. Stir yourself and rid your lives of things that keep you from serving God. Wake up before it is too late to do so. Wake up, everyone. I mean, get on with it. We must wake up. Wake up and help someone. Wake up and be a blessing to someone. Wake up and encourage someone. Wake up and pull someone from their bootstrap. Wake up. Wake up, everyone. In Hebrews 12:1, it reads, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Amen. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Now, we are not looking. We are not only told to get rid of that which ensnares us, but to run with endurance the race before us, and to do so by looking unto Jesus who endured the cross. You are to do this lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. There it is again. Weary. What are we likely to do when we are weary? Sit down, do nothing, and probably what? Fall asleep. Wake up, everyone. In the text found in Romans, which we are considering today, we are told to walk properly. This means that we are to have a walk in life that reflects the Lord who saved us. This has to do with our influence and example to others who may not know the Lord. Paul writes that we are to live in the light of the day and not like those who do evil deeds in the darkness of night. Brothers and sisters, my beloved, don't you know that the world looks at us and sees that we are in many ways no different than they do not? And they look at us and they think we are just like them who do not know or claim to know the Lord. That's how they see us. But if we do not live and awake and stir in ourselves for God, we have no witnesses, no example, and no positive influence on those who are perishing without a Savior. We must allow them to see us. And once they see us and see our walk, see our talk, we must be about it. Once they see that, it convicts their soul. What we are going to do for the Lord, we must do quickly. Time is of the essence. That is exactly what Paul is talking about in this text. Our work for the Lord may end at any moment with our death or his return. We want to be found faithful to the end. We must get on with the work of God. Amen. Wake up, everyone. So we must continue to stir up, run the race, and learn the word of God. Amen. Amen. We must shine for his purity. We must shine like gold. Note that Paul makes clear reference to our living in the light of purity. Paul writes in verse 13, let us walk properly as the day, not in a rivalry and darkness. Rivalry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust. The life of the world has always been one of party and pleasure. The party is not a reference to simply having a good time, but a reference to party of drunkenness and wild times. If you think that our generation is worse than those before us, think again. Paul was writing about their tendency in his age of people to give themselves over to the use of narcotics, mostly drink, in order to feel good. You know, we always make that statement. man, if you know, our generation, it was nothing like it was today. And generation before that was nothing like it was. We had this, we had that. We're not reading the Bible. Things are happening. It happened in the past. It happened in the present. It's going to happen in the future. We must wake up. Wake up. Amen. A recent report revealed that more Americans are hooked on drugs, including prescription drugs, than any time in our history. We are finding it's difficult to cope, and drugs and alcohol have become the cure-all for many people. In fact, the drug problems in America is so bad that death caused by the overuse of drugs has begun to lower the average age of death. Now, after watching the lifespan of America increase years after year, we are now seeing the lifespan decline because so many people are dying long before God intended. Amen. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. We're talking about drugs. We're talking about our life are ending long before God intended because of crime in our society. Corruption in our society. Amen. Wake up, everyone. There's a problem. Alcohol and narcotics drugs don't cure a heart that needs God. Paul knew that what Christians need is to be filled with the Spirit of God and dressed in His armor. Jesus said that believers are to act in ways to show forth the glory of God. We must dress in His armor to reflect His light. There simply is no substitute for being filled with God's Spirit. Only His Spirit can keep us awake, available, and advancing in our enemy's territory. We must wake up. Wake up and shine. Paul tells us, get rid of envy and jealousy. Amen. We must get rid of envy and jealousy. Sadly, many churches deal with leaders and members who are in conflict with each other. Rather than reflecting the peace of God, they reflect the war that comes from Satan. Listen to me carefully, brothers and sisters. Amen. Satan loves to see a church in conflict. He wants the pastor, staff, leaders, and members to fuss, fume, and fight. He delights in this because it tarnishes the armor and deflects the glory of God. Churches need to have a service for peace and love. In that service, there ought to be a time when members go to one another and apologize and renew their love for each other. You might think this is a ridiculous thought or idea, but I call for this publicly in more than one rival, than any other time. Amen. And I've seen what it can do. When people begin to hug, forgive, and pray together, there is a revival of peace. Tears of joy are shared. God is glorified. Jesus is uplifted. The whole body of Christ is stirred and is reflecting the glory of God when God's peace fills His people. Amen. Wake up, everyone. If we don't get rid of conflict, pride, envy, and jealousy in our churches, we will never see genuine revival take place. We must forgive each other. We must ask for forgiveness when we have been critical of another Christian. We must bury the hatchet. Handle it all. Let God's peace shine through us, and we will sense an empowering, renewing love and joy. Don't live in denial, acting as if all is well when you know it's not. Go to those who have hurt you or to those to whom you've been unkind and open your heart in love. Watch what God will do in your life. Amen. You know, Paul says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we must put on His armor and make no provision for the flesh. Just as Paul told us to cast off our bedclothes, he tells us to put on our heavenly clothes. We are to dress up in the natural and personality of our Savior. We are to shine for His glory and not for ours. Amen. In essence, Paul tells us to wake up, get up, clean up, dress up, and stand up. Amen. Wake up, everyone. Don't think it's time, and don't you think it's time that we do these things. Every true Christian knows that we need to wake up before it's too late. Amen. Amen. And as I come to a close here, the true story as a great missionary, I mean, it's time, brothers and sisters, it's time for us to wake up. Wake up. Wake up, everyone. There was a saying by David Livingstone. He said some people heard about some of us know about David Livingstone and some do not. He was in Africa, and he wrote this little saying. He said that while he was in Africa, he said, "Have you found a good road to where you are?" Some people are asking David Livingstone. He said, "Where are you? Have you found a good road to where you are? If so, we want to know how to send other men to join you." It is said that David Livingstone wrote back, "If you have men who will come only if they know there is a good road, I don't want them. I want men who will come if there is no road at all." Amen. God is just so good. Wake up, everyone. God is looking for some men and women in Christ who will wake up and serve him, walking through a valley, climbing a mountain, wading through deep waters, stepping through fire, or even carrying a cross up a lonely hill. Now, how many of us today are willing to step out and renew and be awakened in our hearts to Christ? But perhaps to wake up from your sleep and give your heart to Jesus, who walked up the hill called Calvary to die in your place. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. I want to thank everyone. Thank my listeners on the line today. Just thank you for being so dedicated, for being obedient to the Word of God, for encouraging me, to keep pushing me. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to turn this over to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docks. Amen. Amen. God is so good.
Well, in closing, I just want to again thank you, as Elder has already thanked you. Begin to look at those things that you feel you may have been asleep concerning. And as you are awakening from that place of spiritual sluggishness, should I say, ask God to show you areas that you need to wake up, areas that you need to be more keen, more alert into what he's doing in your life. A lot of times the enemy uses little small things. Those little small things destroy the vine, the big things that God wants to use you for. So as we all grow and as we go in this journey to grow and become better, to do more, to give more, to love more. As we go together, we'll be together eternally. Because the way the world is going now, the Bible is surely fulfilling itself. So we always have to be thirsty for the truth, whether it hurts or not. But being thirsty, have an appetite for what's right. So again, I don't want to preach behind Elder, but again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart that you decided to love on Jesus enough to sacrifice yourself, because it's a holy sacrifice. Keep doing what you're doing. Ask God to show you areas that you can be used to make others better. He got your back, and he'll take care of your business as you take care of the business of others. So again, we are delighted and excited about being a blessing to someone else. And in ending the broadcast, stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. Don't come down. Stay there. Amen. God bless everyone. And I want to say, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. God bless you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.